Okay, so Ted, I can count on you and your musicians to be here Saturday at 5. On time. Thank you. All right. Got it all together.
Wow, wow, what?
Huh? Have you and Mom figured out what you're going to do for your anniversary year?
We certainly have. We certainly have. We are going to spend the time with each other, going back to the old days. You see, a long, long time ago, Mrs. Huxtable and I, on our honeymoon, went to a clean but shabby little restaurant called the Callaloo Pot.
You mean you're taking her back to a shabby little restaurant?
The Callaloo Pot closed a long, long time ago. I'm going to bring the Callaloo Pot here, along with a live calypso band.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I called the Restaurant Association, and I found the name of the cook. He said he'd be more than happy to come to the house and cook. The band is coming over. And there you have it.
I got it. Look, since you're going to provide the food and the music, let's say we provide the atmosphere.
You can do that. And I'll tell you exactly how. By clearing out.
Dad, now listen, you don't understand.
No, I'm serious.
We can redecorate the dining room to make it look like the Callaloo Pot.
Right. I got the beat. I grew up with West Indians my whole life.
No. Please, Dad. Come on, please.
No. Because you all, the first thing you will do is you all will start a project and leave something hanging in the middle.
No,
that's
Dad,
the way
Dad,
you
Dad,
do
Dad,
things.
Listen.
No, you said that to me. I've been suckered into this many times,
Dad,
man.
This is different. This will be our gift to you and Mom.
Yes, I've seen and heard these gifts.
Dad, not only will we deliver to you a quality Callaloo Pot, we will do it complete and on time using very little money. Come on.
Okay, you know what? Look, upstairs, I have a picture of your mother and me in that restaurant. I'll let you have the picture. You try to duplicate.
We'll make this perfect anniversary dinner.
You got it.
Ooh, all right.
This is not just for me. This is for your mother.
You got it.
My anniversary bride. Happy anniversary, dear.
I'm very sorry, sir, but I am already married to a very well-established shelf of law books.
Go on out and make sure you keep going and don't come back here until after work. Don't dare try to circle the block and come back here and see what I'm preparing for you.
You are the best. You are the sweetest and the cutest, too.
Thank you so much.
Now give me a hint.
I've been hiding this, but I'm covering these walls with blow-ups of you when you were a baby. And then, for entertainment, I'm going to tell them your age.
Now, that's enough now. That's enough.
Yes.
No, that's enough now.
And then...
That's quite all right. I've got to pick. Thank you very much.
You asked to
Hello.
Find out.
Yeah, goodbye.
It's going to be
I know
a wonderful
everything
day.
I need to know. Now.
Dad, look at this. I paid nothing for this. Sure is. Look at this. What do you think? I spent a week collecting decorations for tonight. I call it my tropics in a drum. Dad, don't you get it? Your son rose to the challenge, the task to find in New York City authentic Caribbean objects. All right, let me show you what I'm talking about. Yes, look at this. Look at this. There you go, see? On loan from Seaside Pizzeria. Later on, my quest led me over to the boathouse in Central Park, where the kid negotiated this. Guess what? I got it for free. Let me show you what else I got. I went over to the flower district and I picked over some leftovers. Ah. Now, don't worry about the brown parts. I'm gonna cut those off. Hey, Dad. Dad.
Mr. Atkins, how are you, sir?
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, yes, yes.
Good to see you after 27 years.
Yes.
Too bad I didn't know you then.
Well, I know you're cooking. Well, and you just come right on, and this is the kitchen.
Good customers is like spices. They're many and varied. But without them, you're out of business.
Yes, indeed. Well, here it is. Here it is.
Ah,
what do you think?
What a beautiful place to create.
Yes.
Ah, the sauces, the aromas, the succulent juices that will flow from here.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Okay.
No microwave?
No. No, we don't have a...
Desirable, but not crucial.
All right.
Okay. Now, let us talk about the menu.
Yes.
Then I shall go shop.
Yes. First, I want you to fix for me and my wife conch fritters.
Ah, yes.
Conch fritters.
Conch.
Yes.
The most delectable.
Yes.
But no longer fashionable of shellfish. But if you must, I could puree the conch with a colorful array of spring vegetables and blacken them in Cajun spices.
I don't think so. I'm talking about conch fritters that you would take and roll the conch in the filler and then dip them into the grease and fritterize them.
Please. Now, what did you have in mind for the second course?
Callaloo soup.
Callaloo.
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 We'll need some dashin bush, okra, coconut water, a pesto sauce.
Pesto sauce.
And a dollop of fresh raspberry tofu mousse.
Don't write that down. I think you and I are having a communications problem. I want the food that you cooked at the Callaloo pot 27 years ago.
You mean 27 years ago when you had salt fish and ackee?
Ha! Now you're talking.
Jerk, chicken, and mountain goat. I don't do that no more.
You don't do that no more?
No, doctor. That is like asking Michelangelo to paint the floor. Christopher Columbus to drive the Staten Island ferry.
Those people are dead. I'm asking you to give me simple Caribbean food that my wife and I enjoyed
27 years ago.
There you go. Now,
Dr. Huxtable, you can go home again. I'm already home. Well, I'm on my way to my home. You can threaten the stove, but you can't threaten me. Contract is broken. I hope you don't expect me to give you any money.
Well, Dr. Huxtable, I feel the breeze of compromise blowing us together.
Good afternoon, Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah, you're the musician.
Yes, we are.
Well, yeah, nice to meet you. You fellas are early.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
We had many subways to take, and we want to make sure we have plenty of time.
Yeah, but you're 2 hours early.
Well, that's plenty of time. You want us to read outside?
No. You don't have to do that. Make yourselves comfortable. Olivia, this is Ted and the Trinidadians. Say hello.
Hello.
I'll be with you in a minute. And take your coats off. How are we doing, Mr. Atkins?
Oh, I'm doing extremely well, considering the creative constraints. Of course, knowing you pay me in cash provides additional motivation.
Yes. Well, I just hope that we're singing the same Caribbean tune.
We are.
Yes.
We are in perfect harmony, Doctor.
Are we, Mr. Atkins? Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Tofu?
Yes, tofu. I use it as garnish. Off-white goes with everything. But you won't. You'll never taste it.
We had an agreement, Mr. Atkins.
And we still do, sir. In fact, I take it as a personal challenge to make old food blossom.
Look, I want you to cook the food that tastes like the food my wife and I had at the Kalaloo Pot
27 years ago.
Well, if you can remember the year, why can't you remember the recipe? Please. Tofu-less.
Tofu-less,
please. Always wanted to say that.
You said it good then.
That sounds great.
Happy anniversary. Good. It's from Sandra and me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, son. Really appreciate it.
Dad, you don't look good. Your eyes are red and puffy. Yeah. You got swollen glands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, right. More importantly, do me a favor, man.
What?
I got a chef in the kitchen who He cooked for us 27 years ago.
Hmm.
You know Caribbean food.
I grew up on it.
Keep an eye on this man. He wants to put tofu in my food. I don't know in what else, you know, but he keeps talking about things blossoming and...
You want me to watch him?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I got it. All
right. Keep an eye on
him. Okay. It sounds great, guys.
Well, I'm not paying you by the hour.
Callaloo. That smells fantastic. What did you say was in there?
I didn't. But I will. Dasheen bush, okra, coconut water, Mirabelles.
Sounds great. Mr. Atkins, was that tofu you put in there?
Yes. Tofu.
Tofu. Tofu and Callaloo. That's interesting, because I've never had that myself, but you know, it could be good. It could be quite good, actually. That's Smells great. What is that? A kiwi?
Yes. A kiwi.
You're going to put a kiwi in the Callaloo?
Yeah.
The whole thing, sir, with the fur?
It's the best part.
Who knows? I mean, that could work. I mean, kiwi and Callaloo, I've never had it, but then again, it's you know, limited experience. It could be right.
Well, what's that?
Oh, it's garbage.
Elvin, you don't have to pick. There'll be ample to sample when I'm done. The Callaloo part, just as I remember it. So full of atmosphere, so empty of customers.
How's everything going?
Dr. Huxtable. My Callaloo.
Smells like it. Looks like it.
Fellas, do me a favor. Mrs. Huxtable's coming in about 15 or 20 minutes. I want you to take everything over to the Callaloo pot now. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Wait for me. What I will do is I will then signal you, and then you will start to play. Can you do that?
So I'll go where water meets the land, till the sun sets in the sand.
One more time.
The sun sets in the sand.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Mrs. Huxtable.
Oh. You didn't give us the signal.
What?
It's not our fault.
You never gave us the signal.
It's not our fault,
eh? It's
not
our fault.
Jess.
This is the last.
You book this game.
This is the last one.
You book this game.
I want the money.
Cool, man. Just cool.
Come here. Cliff. Oh, honey.
Oh, sweetheart, you're all...
I'm sorry.
Hot and clammy.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And the children... The children work so hard to fix up the dining room for you. It looks just like the color... Color of the pot. I'm sorry, honey.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, to you too. My skin hurts.
Thank you.
I would say something louder, but my head would fall apart.
Mm-hmm.